Okay, it is 2 o'clock and welcome to the special board meeting of the Board of Commissioners for the Houston Housing Authority. I am Lorenz Snowden, board chairman on this Friday, March 12th, 2021, 2 o'clock p.m. I'd like to call this meeting to order pursuant to the March 16th, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General and in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act. This meeting is being held via telephone conference using U.S. toll-free number 1-888-475-4499, a local number of 1-346-248-7799 with a meeting ID of 882-8262-49. Mr. Thiele, if you would give us a roll call, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Hernandez. Commissioner Kirkendall.
Present.
Commissioner Snowden.
Present.
Commissioner Ballard.
I apologize, Commissioner Hernandez is present.
Thank you, Commissioner Hernandez. Commissioner Ballard? Commissioner Cooksey?
Present.
Commissioner Miller? Commissioner Thomas?
Present.
Mr. Chairman, you have a quorum.
Okay, I think Commissioner Ballard is on number ending in 496. Commissioner Ballard, would you unmute yourself?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Ballard.
Okay, you're here, okay. All right, I think Ms. Dixon asked for the, or someone asked for the Spanish interpreter. Master World Spanish interpreter has been instructed to be on the teleconference for the meeting as well. The translator will be available to Spanish speakers who may need assistance for public comments only. Is the interpreter on?
Chairman, okay. she is supposed to be on. We are calling Master World now to see where she is.
Okay. We'll move one, if you can identify her, let me know. We'll move now to public comments. To make public comments, this is the opportunity for the public to provide comments on the resolutions before us or comments for today. To make comments during the public comments section, push *9 to raise your hand for your question or comment. Speakers will be allowed 3 minutes for the public comments. Speakers will only be allowed to speak once. I will inform you when your 3 minutes have expired. The board will generally not provide responses to the comments or answer any questions. Houston Housing Authority residents making comments are encouraged to clearly state their name and the property where they reside. Someone from the property management company or from our staff will reach out to you directly regarding any issues that you may have. And so I see that we have some hands raised. And so I will allow you, our IT team, to start with the public comments. And I'd ask that the individuals would state their name as they come on.
Caller ending in 453, you're being asked to unmute, 453.
Hi guys, this is Will Garwood, and I'm a business owner in the area. I own and operate White Oak Music Hall. Can everyone hear me? I'm just checking because
yes, we can hear you.
Awesome, thank you. Yeah, and we have about 70 employees that work in our security staff, our show promotion, showrunners, bartenders. I also operate two other businesses nearby, and constantly we hear for them the need for quality, affordable housing. So I just want to reiterate that I'm in full support of resolutions 3222 and 3245, which promote the development of quality, affordable housing. I think this represents exactly what we need. And those of us on the ground, making sure that we have staff that can live and be in the area and part of the community, we support this project.
Thank you, caller. Mm-hmm. Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 660, you're being asked to unmute 660.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. My name is Claire Hopper, and I'm calling to ask you to not approve resolutions number 3244 or 3245 today, not because of, like previous callers stated, that not for the same reasons as the previous caller, but because those resolutions support housing that is not quality and not a good solution for the people you serve. Clayton Homes is currently, as you know, situated between the bayou, the railroad, and the highway. This comes with a slate of environmental and health concerns for the residents, not least of which was the flooding during Hurricane Harvey. The proposed replacement site at 100 Jensen will not fix any of these problems. In fact, it will maintain a legacy of environmental racism. The units at 100 Jensen will still be next to the bayou, they will still be next to the railroad, and they will still be next to the highway, a highway that is proposed to expand in both height and width through TxDOT's North Houston Highway Improvement Project. The publicly available acoustic study provided by HHA and Ohala LLP to the City of Houston and Mayor Turner was completed by Houston-based acoustical consulting firm CSTI. A second independent study found in the public record done by acoustic consultants Marsh PMK discovered that CSTI did not factor in the realignment of I-69 with their study. And even without factoring in the new highway's proximity, the CSTI noise report showed projected noise levels only 0.3 decibels, or dBA, below the HUD's maximum acceptable rate. If the highway I-69 is realigned, March PMK verified that the new noise levels will be unacceptably high and will come in at nearly 5 dBA above the maximum acceptable rate. This is untenable noise pollution for your residents. In addition to noise, air contamination from the new elevated highway is a significant factor in resident health. Living next to freeways increases asthma. It increases heart attacks, strokes, lung cancer, and preterm births. This is not an acceptable environment for any type of housing, much less for those who are already marginalized and vulnerable. You must commit to creating housing in safe, quality environments for the people you've been appointed to serve. And so I implore you to reconsider these deals you've made with Ohala Development Group in resolutions number 2944, 3076, 3111, and 3118, and do not approve resolutions 3244 nor 3245 today, which would reconfirm your deal with the Ohala Development Corporation and create Jensen PFCs. Do not close that deal. Thank you. I yield my time.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 420. You're being asked to unmute, ending in 420.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, my name is Joseph McGuire. I am a former resident of the Memorial Villages area and a current resident of Seattle. I want to voice my opposition to the current resolution 3244, 3245. I think as the first caller mentioned, there is a significant need for affordable housing. I think that the United States is significantly behind on affordable housing measures. However, the actions that the Houston Housing Authority are taking through 3244 and 3245 do not accomplish those needs. They serve to enrich developers. They serve to create housing that seems affordable but is actually not for many residents, and therefore I urge you to vote no on both of these resolutions. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending at 893, you're being asked to unmute, ending at 893.
This
is Deirdre Barrett. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, we can.
Good afternoon, everyone. As I said, I'm Deirdre Barrett. I was born and raised in Third Ward, Texas, and I am currently a resident of Third Ward, Texas. I am calling in support of mixed income housing, as well as the Jensen development, specifically in support of resolutions 3244 and 3245. I believe personally that without a doubt, there is a citywide shortage of quality, affordable housing in Houston. I am even saddened by some of the comments that I've heard from the opposing side today regarding affordable housing. I believe that HHA directly and through public-private partnerships is in a strong position to address the shortage of affordable housing here. I believe that HHA should be afforded as many tools as possible to combat the housing shortage. This includes both tax credits and public facility corporation development. And I also believe that mixed income housing generated through creative structures not only provides for different housing options, but also creates upward mobility for the residents. And finally, I recognize that the broad objections heard here today and being made are consistent with NIMBY tactics commonly used against affordable housing development. I stand in support again of resolutions 3244 and 3245. Thank you.
Thank you. Next caller.
Caller ending in 148. You're being asked to unmute, ending in 148.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hello, my name is Evie Proctor and I'm a resident of District 2 in Montrose. And I'm calling today to demand that the board not approve resolutions 3244 nor 3245 today. Number one, because there's an open Title VI investigation and now a lawsuit between Harris County and TxDOT, progress on the I-45 expansion has been halted and TxDOT will not imminently need the land for the freeway. According to the final environmental impact statement for the NHHIP, you cannot move people until TxDOT needs the land. This means you must address maintenance issues, restore running water to all of the units, fix the fluctuations in residents' rent and utility bills, and provide livable conditions to the residents living in Clayton homes in the meantime. And number two, you must stop using public facility corporations. We are watching and we understand that powerful people in Houston are profiting off of unethical policy, and we're not going to leave you alone until you actually create affordable housing for cost-burdened renters rather than creating profit for wealthy developers. Furthermore, public facility corporations are not creating affordable housing in Houston and across the state. Instead, they're creating massive profits for wealthy developers and costing the city of Houston untold millions and lost property tax value. And the Texas legislature is proposing laws right now that would curb the excessive profiteering, and the Houston Housing Authority knows about this. Rushing through this so that wealthy developers like Ohala and NRP can maximize profits is unconscionable. The Housing Authority aims to serve cost-burdened renters, and these deals are doing the opposite of that. NRP pretended to be a good partner to develop affordable housing in San Antonio, but they sold their development as soon as they could at a massive profit. If they're doing it there in San Antonio, they're going to do it here in Houston. Why is the Housing Authority making backroom deals with NRP when we know that they're not good faith partners? Once again, stop developing PFCs in Houston. We are not going to leave you alone until you stop this unethical backroom deal that you are making. Stop building pseudo affordable housing and actually do something that benefits the cost burden renters and marginalized communities of Houston. Consider policy options that will allow residents of Clayton Homes to move one time within 1 mile of their home if they choose to stay in their own community. Don't reduce the affordable housing supply in Houston while waiting for the construction of replacement housing. Do not force Houston's cost-burdened renters to continue to live among environmentally hazardous which is environmentally racist, like those sites found at the Hall site and the NRP site, which has so much noise pollution, lead and brownfields. Once again, I demand that you do not approve Resolution 3244 nor Resolution 3245 today.
Next caller.
Caller ending in 442, you're being asked to unmute, ending in 442.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, my name is Debbie Smith. I'm a Texas real estate broker, and I'm calling in support of the Jensen development, specifically resolutions 3244 and 3245. I know that Ohala and HHA have been working tirelessly on the development for more than 18 months, and that the process has been delayed due to not in my backyard tactics. During this time, the environmental characteristics have been reviewed in extreme detail, and the land has been approved by all the appropriate authorities. I believe that the objections to the development are baseless, and that negative statements about the land contradict the scientific reports prepared by reputable third parties. I also believe that the deeper affordability provided by this development plan adequately addresses the objection that some PFC developments do not provide enough public benefit. So once again, I'm calling in support of the Jensen development, specifically resolutions 3244 and 3245.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 914, you're being asked to unmute, 914.
Hi,
my name is Krywit, Kry Sirisopon. I'm a nursing student here in Houston. I am calling in support of mixed income housing and resolution 3244 and 3245. I support the HHA use of PPP and PFC and other tools to address the shortage of quality, affordable housing. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 664, you may ask to unmute, ending in 664.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, my name is Madison. I am a Houston native, and I am calling in support of the mixed income housing as well as the Jensen development, specifically resolutions 3244 and 3245. I believe that there is a citywide shortage of quality, affordable housing. I do recognize the broad objects being made are consistent with NIMBY tactics commonly used against affordable housing development. I believe that HHA directly and through public-private partnerships is in a strong position to address such a shortage, and that HHA should be afforded as many tools as possible to combat the housing shortage. This includes both tax credit and public facility corporation development. I also believe that mixing income housing generated through creative structures not only provides for different housing options, but also creates upward mobility for the residents. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 001. You're being asked to unmute, 001.
My name is Cook Kelsey, and I'm calling to support 3244 and 3245. And I want to thank the HHA for standing up for affordable housing. I've had the pleasure as a board member and advocacy chair of Scenic Houston of working with chambers and management districts and civic groups across the East End to create inclusive improvements. And I've been following this case in the news, and I understand that there is a property owner who believes that excluding some groups will impact their property value, and it's just wrong. I've read the dockets in their cases. I'm a lawyer, and they're, needless to say, they're disingenuous and they're baseless and have really no place in 2021. And I know the HHA can see right through it. And I just want to thank you for standing your ground and know that you have the broad support of the community. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 032. You're being asked to unmute. 032.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, my name is Nathan Smith. I'm a local Houstonian. I reside in the Heights at a mixed income project by with Ohala and HHA. I know there's a shortage of affordable housing across Houston. I used to live in a low income housing project, and ever since I moved to the Standard Heights project, which is a mixed use, mixed income project, I've been very happy. It's been a huge blessing. The mixed income community, there's a lot of diversity and inclusion. I see no reason that this shouldn't be replicated in another neighborhood in the Houston area. I also understand that the process is being delayed due to the not my backyard tactics, and I think that's just wrong and out of place. And so I'm calling in support of the Jensen development, specifically resolution 3244 and 3245. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 291. You've been asked to unmute. 291.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Hi, I'm calling in support of the Jensen development, specifically resolutions 3244 and 3245. I'm a Houston resident here of 3 years, and I truly believe there is a citywide shortage of quality, affordable housing. And I really think all the broad objections being made are consistent with not in my backyard tactics. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 932. You're being asked to unmute. 932.
My name is Molly Cook, RN, she, her. I'm an ER nurse, a public health nurse, an organizer with Stop Texas I-45, and a resident of Montrose. Do not approve resolutions 3244 or 3245 today. White Oak Music Hall is not exactly a shining example of neighborhood community stewardship. Worth noting, this is not NIMBY because it ain't my backyard. I don't have property value concerns because I can't afford to own. Unlike members of the Chamber of Commerce or real estate brokers, I don't stand to suffer or benefit directly from this. But it is my neighbor's home, and it is my tax money that I earned taking care of COVID patients this past year. And it's not anti-mixed income. I would love a chance to speak with y'all about a study out of UT that found that PFCs have done nothing to increase the availability of affordable housing in Texas since 2015, as well as the actual models around town that work. They're all over Houston, and they're paying their taxes. It isn't a tax credit. It's no taxes. It's worth noting. We know that y'all spent money on this before you got HUD approval and then lied about it. We know that Pinto is getting more money for less land after HUD wouldn't let you buy the floodplains to donate them to the Buffalo Bayou Partnership, which made no sense in the first place. We know that the Cockrells, other wealthy families, brokers, and elected officials profit from these secretive deals. We know you are doing everything you can to keep the details of these as secret as possible. We know that someone is pulling strings with HUD to allow you to force through the land purchases and developments despite numerous rule violations that would never fly in another neighborhood. We know that you turned down other options to relocate residents that would have made their lives easier because powerful individuals would not profit from those ethical choices that actually produce affordable housing. We know that the noise mitigation proposed for these projects are a joke. If y'all are going to get rich and profit off these deals, honestly, the least you could do is pick better land. What you are doing is unconscionable, and everyone in the state is getting wise. How dare you choose trash land right next to the freeway and then get on calls with residents and tell them you're trying to do right by them? We know you are trying to get these deals through before the legislature closes in so NRP and Ohala can turn around and sell the massive profits of the developments before it's illegal. Honestly, just pick different land. Choose a site that doesn't poison residents. Act for one second like the people you pretend to serve actually matter, that their health and well-being actually matters at all to you. I hope y'all realize this is only the beginning. We know what's going on. We're sick of this crap in our city, and we will come back over and over and expose more and more. What you're doing is wrong, and we'll be here as long as it takes to make it stop and hold you accountable to your actions. Stop using PFCs, take care of the residents of your properties, and pick different land. I yield my time.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 030, you may ask to unmute. 030.
Zero, 030. Let's move to the next caller.
Caller ending in 825. You're being asked to unmute. 825.
Hello, this is Mei Nguyen. I am a family physician. I live in the Heights, and I'm concerned about this potential resolution. I do not support resolution 3244 or 3245 today. There's a lawsuit between Harris County and TxDOT. The progress on the I-45 expansion has been halted, and TxDOT does not imminently need this land for the freeway. I'm also concerned about public facility corporations. They're not creating affordable housing in Houston and across the state. Instead, they're creating massive profits for wealthy developers and costing the city of Houston millions in lost property tax revenue. They really don't have adequate affordability requirements either. I'm concerned because families that earn at or below 80% of the area median income are not typically cost-burdened renters, which really applies to people and families who have to spend more than 30% of their income on housing. The PFC should really have stricter requirements across the board, but especially when they're being used to replace public housing units that are being destroyed by I-45 expansion. They're structured in a way that the public cannot see what's going on, how these elected officials are profiting from these developments. They don't have proper oversight. They don't have proper accountability measures. So these deals are at best ineffective and at worst corrupt. I'm really concerned about the way that they will want to build pseudo-affordable housing. I really think that there should be options that would allow the residents of Clayton Homes to move one time within a mile of their home if they choose to stay within their own community. I don't think that affordable housing supply should be reduced in Houston while waiting for the construction of replacement housing. And I'm really concerned about trying to force Houston's cost-burdened renters to continue to live among environmental hazards like those found at the Ho'olohe and the NRP sites, such as noise pollution, lead, and brownfields. So please do not approve resolutions 3244 or 3245 today. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 574, you're being asked to unmute. 574.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, my name is George Barrow. I'm a resident of Woodland Heights, and I am here, like so many others in this meeting, to advocate for the residents of Clayton Homes. I'm here to echo what others have said. You must not approve resolutions number 3244 nor 3245. These PFC deals are unacceptable for the people who you serve and the public. The land for the NRP project at 800 Middle is being purchased with proceeds from the Clayton Homes land sale. As the local housing authority who directly reports to HUD, you are legally obligated to provide environmentally suitable housing. While affordable housing at 800 Middle would keep residents in a historic neighborhood near many amenities, such as Buffalo Bayou East and Tony Marone Park, additional steps must be taken before it is deemed environmentally suitable. And I realize that actually conducting that cleanup is out of the HHA's purview. However, it is undeniable that the site is currently not satisfactory or acceptable. In your previous board meeting reports, the maps show that 800 Middle is immediately adjacent to Lead Products Company, a known polluter, and the former Velasco incinerator brownfield site. Just in my short research, I found that the former Velasco incinerator site still has high levels of arsenic and lead in the soil and lead in the groundwater. Lead Products Company has not been inspected by the EPA for over 8,000 days. That's back in the 90s. Dixie Electroplating, also adjacent, emits chromium, acids, and lead compounds, and who knows what else. No housing should be near these sites, and until they are dealt with, those without ample choice should not be placed in proximity to them. In a December 12, 2019 email correspondence between Lorraine Walls, Houston HUD field office director, and her colleagues, she stated, "Frankly, Houston is a big city with other lots available without contamination history."
1 minute.
I saw on HCAD that both the NRP site and the Ohala site are owned by the same group, Pinto Realty Partners. So I'm wondering why you're so quick to buy up this contaminated land, and why other non-contaminated parcels in the area were not considered. I yield my time.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 471, you're being asked to unmute. 471.
471.
Hi, this is, good afternoon. This is Susan Graham, and I'm a member of StopText.I-45, and I'm calling in solidarity with the residents of Clayton Homes. I also call for you not to approve resolutions 3244 and 3245, and I'd like to respond to the accusations of NIMBY. They're very hard to accuse me of that, since I live in a mixed-income housing development, and I have a mixed-income apartment complex as I look out my window. These were developed by Avenue CDC, who is very much a part of and a valued member of the Near North Side community, as whether as well as other neighborhoods in the city. So I don't think that NIMBY applies to me. I've called that you do not approve these resolutions for several reasons. I agree that there is a housing shortage in the city of Houston. I agree that that shortage needs to be addressed. But what we're here to talk about today is the relocation of Clayton Home residents. TxDOT paid you, I think, $90 million for the property at Clayton Homes. And in return for that, you took on the responsibility of relocating these residents. And since the properties that are under consideration for 3244 and 3245 will not be available to these residents at the time at which you want them to be moved out, and they will not be able to come back when the properties are completed, because TxDOT only pays for one move. And to ask them to even go to properties that are contaminated is beyond me. If you really cared about these residents, you would fix their homes now. You would correct, you would put out notices of the meetings ahead of time. You would put them in all languages. You would make your website in all languages. You would have a relocation specialist on site every day of the week, not just on Thursdays. You would fix the pipes, tear down the housing that sits across people's front yards with a chain link fence from Harvey. You would do the things that showed that you cared about the dignity and respect of the quality of life of these people, and you do not. It's very obvious that you do not. I'm not against affordable housing. I'm not against mixed income. But I'm against these two projects very much so. Thank you very much for your time.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 397. You're being asked to unmute. 397.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hi, my name is Karina Barbosa. I'm a resident of Houston, and I'm calling on you to not approve resolutions 3244 or 3245 today. Thank you for giving me the chance to speak today. I appreciate getting to reiterate this in a third meeting. Since the last time there was a meeting on this, some things have changed. Because there is an open Title VI investigation and a lawsuit between Harris County and TxDOT, progress on the I-45 project has been halted anyway. So TxDOT doesn't actually need the land for the freeway right now, eminently or whatever the word they use is. So according to the statement that they've made, you can't move people until they actually need the land, which means that until they need the land and you absolutely must do things, you should address maintenance issues. You should restore running water to units, fix the fluctuations in residents' rent and utility bills, treat them like you would want to actually live where they have to live. Like, if you wouldn't live there yourself, why do you expect other people to live like that? Besides that, you know, some things haven't changed. Like, for example, the use of the public facility corporations. However, now the general public are more aware of what these things are. And because of that, we're watching. We understand that these aren't happening by accident. Powerful people in Houston are deliberately profiting off of the unethical policies of these because they don't actually create affordable housing in Houston, across the state, or really anywhere. You know, they were originally supposed to be used to like help out the communities, like making community centers, schools, other services, so that they don't have to suffer the financial burden of property taxes. But when literally any public agency can decide to create a PFC, then like, when they decide to make affordable housing, they only have to designate like 51% of those units affordable housing units, which means the other 49% pay market price and never pay property taxes. So not only do you really not provide affordable housing by using PFCs, they don't put the tax revenue that would make community resources available. Besides that, they're structured in a way so that the public doesn't even know who's benefiting from these developments. Like, if it's not super clear who's in charge, then how do we know, you know, who's accountable? And when has keeping information from the public actually done so in good faith to help them out? And when you do this in terms of public housing, you make it seem like you only believe that people who have money deserve housing. And for, you know, a housing association, that's really not a stance or a thing you want people to even believe. You pushing this through when you know that the Texas legislature is proposing laws that will curb all of the profits.
Time.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 336. You're being asked to unmute. 336.
Caller ending in 336. Caller, you're being asked to unmute. 336. Let's move to the next caller, please.
Caller ending in 400, you're being asked to unmute. Caller ending in 400.
Let's move to the next one. We'll come back to them.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I'm sorry about that. Hello, my name is Trey. I'm a native Houstonian. Houston has one of the most severe affordable housing shortages in the nation. This area, I think, is clearly in need of affordable housing, and it's evident that not in my backyard tactics are being used. So I'm in support of the Jensen development, specifically resolutions 3244 and 3245. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 807. 807, you're being asked to unmute.
Hi, my name is Johan Vergault. I'm calling in support of the resolutions 3244 and 3245. I strongly believe that Houston needs more affordable housing options, and I also believe that more affordable and mixed income developments are needed now. As regard to the situation with the I-45 expansion, this is not under the HHA's control, but it will displace public housing residents. I commend HSA for putting their residents first and trying to keep them in their neighborhood with this development. These residents deserve to stay in their community, and trying to stop this development will only hurt Clayton Homes and Kelly Village residents. The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality tested the land and said that it's safe for residential use. This is a public record. Thank you for your time.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 519, you're being asked to unmute. 519.
Hello, good afternoon, commissioners. My name is Neil Ehart, and I am a resident of 4th Ward, Houston. I'm calling to ask you to vote no on resolutions 3244 and 3245 related to the Jensen PFC. The public facility corporations that HHA is using do almost nothing to ensure affordability. If 51% of the units are reserved for families earning at or below 80% of area median income, the developer never pays any property taxes on the development at all. 80% AMI in Houston is about $63,000 per year for a family of four. The problem is that families earning 80% AMI tend to be able to afford their housing. Cost-burdened renters need something much more affordable. You call us NIMBYs, but all we want from HHA is affordable housing. I live next to Allen Parkway Village, and those are wonderful buildings full of wonderful people. I want you to build more apartments like that in my backyard, please. Fix your public facility corporation rules so that the majority of units are reserved for 30% AMI. That's the kind of affordable housing project that we are chomping at the bit to support. I will reiterate the requests that Mayor Sylvester Turner made regarding the relocation of residents of Clayton Homes and Kelly Village. They should get to stay in their neighborhood. They should only have to move once. And the supply of affordable housing should not be reduced. Please vote no on resolutions 3244 and 3245. Thank you for your time.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 594, you're being asked to unmute. 594.
Caller ending in 594. Let's move to the next caller, come back.
Caller ending in 555, you're being asked to unmute, 555.
Bueno.
Yes.
Bueno.
Uh-huh.
Hi, how you doing? What's your name?
Go ahead and speak, ma'am.
Do you have kids? I'm asking a question, sir.
Your time is running, ma'am.
Yes. So if you had kids, you would understand as a mother my frustration of how you just throwing us out on the streets without nowhere to go. So I'm not just an advocate, but I am a resident, a long-term resident, a Houston, Texas native of Fifth Ward. That's, I don't know if you, how long you've been here, but I grew up in Kennedy Place, which is another housing complex. Are you familiar with Kennedy Place? Well, I'm going to pretend and assume like you heard of Kennedy Place. And in 2009, the same thing that that's happening right now happened in 2009 to my mother, my siblings, and many other people that lived in that complex for years. I lived there 13 years, and
because of this, I need you to do your job because your vouchers are bullshit. You're hired to do this job for the people that pay your salary. You need to put the people over profit because you are human. I am human. If you have kids, your kids are human. So I would expect for you to do the right thing and put people over profit. So therefore, I do not approve of the resolutions 3244 and 3245. I can't believe you would even consider this as equitable. Like I mentioned this to East River, like I mentioned this to Midway, and the mayor of Houston, and Ann Olson, the CEO of Buffalo Bayou Partnership, how dare you try to come in my neighborhood and scatter us like roaches and not even address the layers of environmental issues caused by systemic racism. To this day, we are not in 1836, sir. We will not let you continue to push us around. I will stand my ground and so will others. The power of the people and the voice of the people do matter over your damn dollars. I need you to provide realistic, affordable, adequate, habitable housing solutions. Treat these people, all people, like you treat your damn family. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope so. I yield my time. Amen.
Before the next caller comes on, I'm going to address 555. The next time you come, we would appreciate it if you would keep your vulgarity and your profanity out from within the meetings. Thank you. Move to the next caller.
Caller ending in 030, you're being asked to unmute. 030.
Good afternoon. My name is Marsha Brown, and I'm calling in to support the Houston Housing Authority and the mayor for their efforts in trying to expand and provide affordable housing in Houston. The concept of mixed housing, you know, clearly what they're trying to do is right the wrongs of putting undeserved families all in one development. So to have mixed income communities is the future. These resolutions today, which I am in support of, will provide the opportunity for all families from Clayton Home to live in Class A homes with amenities in their own community in which they are currently living. And others who have been looking for affordable housing, who've been locked out because of gentrification, which we know is occurring over in these areas. To those who are against these resolutions, complaining about the air particles, air pollutants, and so on, that's the entire city of Houston. That's not just taking place over near the Clayton homes and the highways. I understand that they're planning to put a wall up next to the highway, as has been done in Montrose, over in Southampton. These multi-million dollar houses are right on the highway, too. No one's complaining about their air pollution. I find it so disingenuous that people are calling in and are not operating within the facts. I happen to be an African-American woman. I came out of Chicago, and anyone who knows about Chicago knows that the housing authority there had these same issues when they had to tear down these huge multi-family apartment buildings that had only people who were on the lower income spectrum. When they built better housing for people of all walks of life and provided affordable housing for these families, the communities were expanded and the children had a chance to play with children from other backgrounds. Again, I am supporting these resolutions. I am supporting the Houston Housing Authority, and I want Houston to show that we can provide affordable, beautiful housing for our people. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 427, you're being asked to unmute. 427.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Right. So my name is David Espinoza. I'm speaking with the subtext of F45 movement and also a student at University of Houston in the architectural lobby. So I don't understand the concept of having NIMBYs. By the way, I live in East Albany, so I live outside the city, and it's pretty crappy there. So, look, the point is, PFCs aren't creating affordable housing in the city. The housing will only be affordable if 51% of the families who are earning over 80% of AMI. And it's also going to be what the proposing situation in like this toxic and noisy environment that's not just going to stress people mentally, but also stress them financially with the medical health that comes with the side effects of it. And like, if you have, but also since families who are earning above 80% AMI would be allowed to live there, it won't eventually be mixed income, realistically. And somehow, I know with private corporations, without oversight, the quality will seem pitiful and somehow very expensive at the same time. Man, I propose, I also want better quality of affordable housing in the city with mixed income. This, I believe in that. But not, I can't just this, the 3244 resolution, it's just, no. So I propose that maybe with the shortage of affordable housing, you saw with like purchasing a property within that same area, so that people have the community broken up, so that that working class people in Houston can actually afford to live there. You know, with buildings that actually exist, they're already built, instead of catering to private corporations. You know, eventually these people will be pushed out. They can't afford to live in the city, but we pushed out to the suburbs, which I can tell you from that winter snap, took us a long time to get power and water working again. And if they're being, pretty neglected in the city, they're going to be neglected out there. Like, cause I know that they will. I guess that's my time. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 594. You're being asked to unmute ending in 594.
Caller ending in 594. Okay. We're going to move now. I think, is that it for the public comments?
Yes, that was the last caller.
Okay. Thank you. We're going to move now.
We have two more hands that just went up.
Okay. We'll recognize the next caller.
Caller ending in 218, you're being asked to unmute 218.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, caller.
Hi, my name is Austin Llewellyn. I've been a resident of Montrose for the last 5 years, and I'm calling to urge you not to support or approve resolutions 3244 nor 3245 today. Because there is an open Title VI investigation and now a new lawsuit between Harris County and TxDOT, progress on the I-45 expansion has been halted, and TxDOT will not imminently need the land for the freeway. According to the final environmental impact statement for the NHHIP, you cannot move people until TxDOT needs that land. This means that you must first address maintenance issues, restore running water to all units, fix fluctuations in residents' rent and utility bills, and provide livable conditions to the residents living in Clayton homes in the meantime. Second, public facility corporations do not create affordable housing in Houston or across the state. They create housing which is inaccessible to many of the residents in Clayton homes right now, and they do not even ensure that they will remain affordable in the future. Instead, they allow profits for these developers and exempt them from taxes which would benefit these residents of Clayton homes through tax revenues. PFCs do not have adequate affordability requirements because the 80% AMI income is not the same as the families who are cost burden renters. And they are structured in such a way that the public cannot determine which elected officials are profiting from these developments. Without proper oversight and accountability measures, these deals are at best ineffective, and at worst, they are corrupt. Public housing units are affordable in perpetuity, and replacing these units with voucher-based housing is inappropriate and will ultimately hurt the Houstonians who struggle most to afford housing. I again urge you not to support either of these resolutions today, and I yield my time. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller in 129, you're being asked to unmute, 129.
Good evening. Afternoon. This is Kendra London. I am an African-American resident of Fifth Ward. I was born and raised in Fifth Ward. I have also received a housing voucher in Section 8. I do not approve of 3244 or 3245. This voucher that you all named People's Choice have left everything but a choice for my neighbors to stay within the Fifth Ward community. We are a community that is a support community. It was built as a support community, meaning we take the odd jobs, we take the weekend jobs, the long shift jobs, and we support our city. So with Harvey hitting Clayton Homes and then COVID-19 hitting Clayton Homes, they have yet to recover. They are not clear on how this choice voucher works. They are not clear of how different the voucher is from Section 8. Section 8, everything is on that premise. How the choice voucher, you have to have ample time to make decisions of where you will live, and then to ask them to move back within 2 years is ridiculous. Who's going to pay for that move? It's going to be impossible. So you all are going to displace the low income, knowing that they can't return to their safe space, to our community, to the place where they know their neighbors, where the kids know their teachers. This is a hardship on top of hardship. And housing is supposed to ease that load. And you all are not doing so. When I was on housing, and when I received that housing voucher, I thought to move to Humble was the thing to do. I went out there and I could not afford that lifestyle. And I was working for the city of Houston at the time, and I couldn't afford that lifestyle with one child. I was speaking with residents 2 weeks ago. They have no clue where they are going. They have no clue if they receive that voucher. And some are telling me if they are not in compliance, that they will not receive that voucher. What do you mean to be in compliance when they have left their job, lost their jobs due to COVID? They haven't recovered from Harvey. This is hell on top of hell. And I'm asking you to reconsider and put the residents of Clayton Homes and Kelly Village in your hearts and minds when you rewrite 3244 and 3245, because it is not ready at this time. There's no solution in that resolution. So please consider what you're doing to these single mothers, hardworking mothers, that will not benefit from 3244 or 3245. I have been there. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 557. You're being asked to unmute 557.
Hi, my name is Katie Christman, and I'm a Houston native, and I'm an HISD parent, and I'm a parent at Travis Elementary. Do not approve resolutions 3244 nor 3245 today. You must stop using public facility corporations. Public facility corporations are not creating affordable housing in Houston and across the state. Instead, they are creating massive profits for wealthy developers and costing the city of Houston untold millions in lost property tax revenue. Our schools are funded by property taxes, and this plan is theft from the schools to enrich property developers. Everyone wants affordable housing. We all want everyone in our community to have a place to live that they can afford. But the solution to that is not to steal from children. And it will never be to steal from children. And when you fund your property development or incentivize property development with property taxes, you are defunding public schools. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 648. You're being asked to unmute 648.
Hello, can you yes, hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, my name is Stephanie Villanueva. My pronouns are she, her, hers. And I'm a resident of Houston in the Magnolia East End area. I'm calling to urge you to not approve resolutions 3244 nor 3245 today, because there's an open Title VI investigation and now a lawsuit between Harris County and TxDOT. Progress on the I-45 expansion has been halted, and TxDOT will not imminently need the land for the freeway. According to the final environmental impact statement for the NHHIP, you cannot move people until TxDOT needs the land. This means you must address maintenance issues, restore running water to all units, fix the fluctuations in residents' rent and utility bills, and provide livable conditions to the residents living in Clayton homes in the meantime. So, yes, I am calling with South Texas I-45, and I urge you to not approve resolutions 3244 nor 3245 today. Thank you.
Next caller, please.
Caller ending in 726. You're being asked to unmute 726.
Hello, my name is Melissa Martinez, and I'm a Houston native, and I'm here to tell y'all do not approve resolutions 3244 nor 3245. As you can see, public facility corporations are not creating affordable housing in Houston and across the state. Instead, we see who are profiting off of these decisions and policies, and these are from four only wealthy developers and costing the city of Houston untold millions in lost property tax revenue. The PFCs do not have adequate affordable requirements. Public housing units are not affordable in perpetuity. Replacing these units with voucher-based housing is inappropriate and will ultimately hurt the Houstonians who struggle most to afford the housing. So I'm telling y'all to stop developing PFCs in Houston, to stop building the pseudo-affordable housing. And I want y'all to at least consider options that would allow residents of Clayton homes to move one time within 1 mile of their own home and to choose to stay within their own community. I don't think that y'all should reduce the affordable housing supply in Houston while waiting for construction or replacement housing. Y'all should not have to force, you know, Houston's cost burden renters to continue to live among environmental hazards like those found on the Ojala and NRP sites. We're talking about these residents being displaced in worse environmental hazards. We're talking about pollution, lead, brownfields being near trains, you know, highways. Like, I don't know what more specific of these, you know, locations and lived experiences have to tell y'all that this is encouraging the legacy of environmental racism. So to bring up your statement that you have said, Chairman, from the previous meeting, this is not about difference of opinions when opinions is not about the life experience and seeing generational racism from the system itself. That is factual, and that is from lived experience from impacted communities. And I'm sure when we're talking about benefits, I don't believe that these benefits and these policy decision-making would be on the same to those that y'all are trying to benefit, which are the rich developers and yourself included. I don't think y'all would be on the same, you know, shoes where this is being impacted. So again, I do not approve 3244 nor 3245 today. Thank you.
That was the last caller.
Okay. Thank you. We'll now move into our new business. Resolution number 3244, consideration, and let me, before I move into that, let me say that Commissioner Max Miller joined us at about 2:17 during the public comments. I want to make sure record notes that, as well as our Spanish interpreter joined us during that time as well. Okay. Now moving into our new business with resolution number 3244. consideration and or possible action authorizing resolution superseding board resolution numbers 3163 and 3164 and authorizing the interim president and CEO or designee to create Jensen PFC, a public facility corporation for, among other purposes, ownership of property located on or about the southwest corner of Jensen Drive and Clinton Drive, Houston, Texas, 77020, and to approve and ratify the certificate of formation of the corporation and adopt the bylaws. Mr. Thiele, do you have any comments on that?
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, the resolutions 3244 and 3245 are going to be presented by Vice President of Real Estate Investment and Development, Mr. Cody Roskelly.
Okay, can you hear me?
We can hear you, Mr. Roskelly.
Okay. Resolution 3244 is that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorize the Houston Housing Authority to create Jensen PFC, a public facility corporation, and take any other actions necessary or convenient to carry out this resolution pursuant to the memorandum from Cody Roskelly, Vice President of REIT, to Mark Thiele, Interim President and CEO of the Authority, dated February 4th, 2021. And staff recommends that the board adopt this resolution.
You hear the recommendation of staff. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3244.
So moved, Chris Thomas.
Moved by Chris Thomas. Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
Second by Ballard. Is there any discussion? If there is no discussion, are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3244? Hearing none, this resolution is adopted. Let's move now to resolution number 3245, consideration and or possible action authorizing resolution superseding board resolutions number 3165 and 3166 and authorizing the interim president and CEO or designee to take all actions necessary or convenient to facilitate the development of the property known as Standard at Jensen, located on or about the southwest corner of Jensen Drive and Clinton Drive, Houston, Texas, 77020, including but not limited to determining the scope of the development, examples phasing, number of units, et cetera, and to ratify and confirm all prior actions taken by the interim president and CEO or designee in connection with the same. Mr. Roskelly?
The resolution 3245 is that the Houston Housing Authority Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to take such actions necessary or convenient to facilitate the development of the Standard at Jensen, the project, pursuant to the memorandum from Cody Roskelly, Vice President of REIT, to Mark Thiele, interim president and CEO of the authority, dated February 4th, 2021. And staff recommends that the board adopt this resolution.
Okay, you've heard the reading by Vice President Roskelly and the staff's recommendation. I will entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3245.
So moved, Chris Thomas.
Is there a second?
Second, Andrew Cooksey.
Been moved and properly seconded. Is there any discussion? If there's no discussion, are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3245? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Don't think because it's the special board meeting, we'll be back in a couple of weeks that there's a need for executive session. We do have some committee meetings that are set up for next week. I don't know of any items, Mr. Thiele, that we need for executive session. And if that be the case, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved, Andrew Cooksey.
Second, Ballard.
This meeting is adjourned at 3:10 p.m. Let me just say thank you to everyone that came out today to join us for this special board meeting. As we continue to be transparent in the work that we're doing, in making sure that we continue to provide affordable housing throughout the city of Houston. And so as we continue to do this work, I'm sure that the discussions that we will have, we will continue to have, and we look forward to having them with the various entities, both the advocates and those that claim to be advocates for our residents. We like hearing that because we encourage people to be a part of helping us to move affordable housing forward in this city. We can tell that by the discussion, by each of the individuals that appeared before us today, that there is a need for affordable housing. The NIMBYism that we see existing, we will continue to work against because, as I always say, housing affordability is needed across the city in all neighborhoods. And it's a must that we stand together in working for this. So we're looking forward to working with those individuals. We make sure that our residents are our first, second, and third priorities. And I encourage you to continue to adhere to that. So thank you everyone for joining us today. Have a great weekend.